Chapter 9. Make sure you scrub the kitchen floor, too, Mom shouted Friday night after supper.
I will, Tara yelled back.
She was busy washing the dishes and trying to hide the nerves that erased her appetite and made her hands tremble. Her mother was down the hall cleaning the bathroom. Suddenly, Tara's phone started buzzing on the kitchen countertop. She glanced at the new text from Cooper. You still having barbecue tomorrow? Tara dried her hands on the kitchen towel and quickly texted him back that she was babysitting and would miss the party. Then she told him she wanted to see him Sunday.
You clean your room yet?
Mom asked from the distance, interrupting her.
Yeah, but I still got a vacuum,
she hollered back, putting the phone down. Just then, she heard knocking at the front door. Tara rushed over and looked through the tiny peephole to see her Aunt Lucille standing on the stoop, her black hair streaked with patches of silver. Tara quickly opened the door and let her aunt in.
Smells like some cleaning's going on in here,
she said with a smile, placing a plastic bottle of detergent on the counter.
This is for your mother, she explained. We doing the same thing over at our place. If only I had you to help me instead of Rochelle, we'd be done right now. That girl could use a lesson or two in cleaning,
Aunt Lucille complained.
Thanks, Lulu,
Mom said, stepping into the hallway for a minute.
So you all ready?
Just about, her aunt huffed. Carlton picked up Aunt Deb and Rudy at the airport an hour ago. They're staying with him tonight. Tomorrow night after the party, you got Aunt Deb and Rudy'll stay with me.
I hope Rudy don't expect to sleep late. Kayla gets up at about 7,
she said with a laugh. Anyway, Denise is bringing an extra grill and Troy is bringing. Lucille listed a series of details, but Tara had stopped listening. Her mind snagged on two words her aunt said earlier, Rudy and Kayla. The kitchen suddenly seemed to spin. Tara's stomach felt as if it was sinking, as if her insides had instantly become hollow and everything was falling away somehow.
No, no, no,
Tara told herself as the meaning of Aunt Lucille's words started to seep into her mind like a poison. Lucille had done just what she requested. Tara had changed everyone's plans and got Aunt Deborah to stay at her house. But there was something in that arrangement she hadn't fully considered. A horrifying thought she had overlooked until this very moment. Rudy would be near little Kayla.
That can't happen.
Tara's mind spun with unspeakable images of the sweet little girl enduring what had happened to her. Tara knew that if it were to happen, it would be her fault for causing Rudy to stay there and never telling anyone else what he had done. She felt a sudden tightness in her throat, almost as if she couldn't breathe. Aunt Lucille was still talking, mentioning something about a final trip to the grocery store when Tara cut her off.
How you gonna fit Uncle Rudy in your house? You ain't got any more room than we do, and you got Kayla, too.
He's gonna sleep on the couch. Where else would he sleep?
So Kayla and Rochelle are going to stay together in her room?
Tara asked. She knew it might seem strange for her to be asking, but she couldn't help herself. The questions boiled from within her.
Yeah, like always. Why are you asking me? You got a better idea?
Nah, Tara said with a shrug. Just wondering how you're going to keep everybody comfortable. That's all.
Mom and Aunt Lucille exchanged glances, but continued their conversation. At least Rochelle and Kayla would be together, Tara thought. Rudy wouldn't do anything with Kayla's mother and grandmother right there, she figured. Still, she couldn't shake the nagging feeling that Kayla wouldn't be safe anywhere near Rudy. He had hurt Tara in her own bedroom when she was barely older than Kayla. The memory, stronger than ever, flashed in her mind. A dish slipped from her shaking fingers and clanged in the sink. She grabbed the counter for an instant to steady herself.
What if something happens to Kayla?
The question screamed in Tara's mind over and over again as Mom and Aunt Lucille stepped into the living room to talk. No matter how she thought about it, Tara felt responsible for Kayla. The little girl was her closest cousin and almost like her own child. She had changed her diapers and helped raise her since the day she was born. She had rushed her into the house several times over the years when gunshots rang out on nearby streets, covering her protectively with her own body. The idea that she was going to put little Kayla in danger clashed against everything she lived for. Yes, she was scared of Rudy. That fear had led her to do all she could to avoid him. But that fear was nothing compared to Tara's boundless love for Kayla and the fierce drive she felt to protect her. The little girl would not be safe if she were left alone with Rudy. Tara felt that with all her being, and with every cell in her body, from her skin right down to her bones, Tara knew something else, too. She would not let Rudy harm Kayla. Hours later, in her spotless room, Tara stared at the ceiling with one thought repeating over and over in her mind like an endless prayer. No matter what happens, please let me keep Kayla safe. On Saturday, Tara didn't want to leave for Miss Stephanie's house at 2 o'clock, but there was no escaping it. In trying to avoid one mess, Tara had created an even bigger one. Her mother had left for Municipal Park hours earlier to set up for the party, and Tara had helped her, filling the trunk of her small sedan with bags of groceries, 2 rickety folding tables, a cooler of ice, and the beautiful photo book that Mom had finally finished for Aunt Deborah. "I can't wait to see her look through these." Mom had placed it on the passenger seat once the car was loaded. "You sure you're doing the right thing?" Mom had asked just before she left. Tara had nodded to her mother, but as she made her way to the bus stop, she felt as if everything she had done lately was wrong. Lying to her mother, accusing Shanetta, doubting Cooper, avoiding the party, endangering Kayla. A cloud of guilt hung over her as the bus rumbled over unfamiliar streets to Miss Stephanie's 2-story townhouse miles outside her neighborhood. She knew the only reason she was babysitting was because she had been scared. But she also knew she could not let that fear endanger Kayla. As she stepped off the bus, Tara knew her plan for the evening had changed. She could not avoid Uncle Rudy anymore. She would have to see him, she realized, in order to take Kayla away. "Hi, Tara," Miss Stephanie said as soon as Tara rang the electronic doorbell. "I'm so thankful you could do this for us," she gushed. A sweet, fruity perfume filled the air, and Tara could see her coworker was dressed in a nice skirt and a stylish, form-fitting shirt that made her look completely different than she did at work. "You look so nice," Tara said. "What would JJ say if he saw you now?" Miss Stephanie laughed and then introduced her husband. She quickly explained where everything was and what Drew's bedtime routine was. "We should be back by 7:30, she said. Moments later, they were off. Tara did her best to entertain the cranky toddler all afternoon and evening, but the whole time, her mind was on Kayla. Was Uncle Rudy talking to her? Was anyone watching him with her? Tara had Drew bathed and in his crib when Miss Stephanie and her husband came back at 7:26. Tara was in such a hurry, she nearly forgot her pay as she rushed out the door. "See you Monday," she said as she left. It was almost 8 o'clock before Tara finally arrived at Municipal Park. Her mouth was suddenly dry, and her legs felt weak as she approached the park's main entrance. The low-hanging sun cast long shadows that stretched in gray bands along the street as she crossed it. Even at this late hour, a number of familiar cars lined the park. Aunt Lucille's Focus, Uncle Carlton's beat-up Camry. Dozens of people stood around 3 still-smoldering grills. Tara was sure some were relatives, though she only vaguely recognized their faces. Some of the men held soda cans or plastic cups and sipped them as they talked and poked at the fire. Along the side of the park, teenagers, including her cousins, were shooting baskets on the adjacent courts. Nearby, younger kids were playing what looked like tag between a row of trees. Laughter and a steady murmur of voices spilled into the park from a tall open tent the size of a small house. From a distance, Tara could see tables arranged in long lines like those in the Bluford cafeteria. The tables were still half full of people, some with plates and drinks in front of them. Occasionally, a loud voice or the cackle of laughter boomed into the air.
"Now that's a party,"
said a middle-aged man to his companion. They were walking a dog along the edge of the park about 10 yards ahead of her. Tara noticed many of the guests were dressed in yellow T-shirts. As she got closer, she could see that all the shirts were printed with the same words in blue lettering, "Jenkins Family Reunion" on the front, and "Happy 90th Birthday, Aunt Deborah" on the back. Tara eyed the tent to see if she could spot her mother or Aunt Deborah, but she didn't see them. Instead, she saw Aunt Lucille talking with some other women as they cleared an empty table. Just as Tara reached the park, someone turned on music and an old hip-hop beat kicked on. Laughter erupted as Uncle Carlton, standing near the grill, started dancing, doing some old-school robotic move with a drink in his hand.
"Go, Carlton! Go, Carlton!"
Aunt Renee, his wife, chanted. Normally, Tara would have stopped to enjoy the spectacle of her uncle dancing, but not now. She had to find Kayla.
"Hey, Tara,"
a voice called out. It was her 16-year-old cousin, Troy. He was standing at one of the grills with a spatula in his hand.
"You hungry?"
he asked. The other men at the grill turned, and suddenly a number of voices called out to her. She felt self-conscious in their gaze, but kept walking forward, trying to stay as calm and natural as possible. All the while, her eyes scanned the crowd for Uncle Rudy and Kayla. She didn't see them anywhere.
"No thanks," Tara yelled back. "Troy, where's Kayla?"
"Rochelle took her home. She was getting tired. Been out here all day. I think she's going to put her to bed now and come back."
"Come back?" Tara repeated, her hands tingling at her sides.
"Who's watching Kayla?"
"I don't know," Troy snapped. "Do I look like her babysitter? One of the uncles went back with her. Maybe he's going to watch her."
"Who?"
Tara barked.
"I forget his name. Never met him before. Rufus or something."
"You mean Uncle Rudy?" Tara asked, her pulse throbbing in her neck.
"Yeah, that's right."
Tara bolted from the park, rushing down the street toward Aunt Lucille's house as fast as her feet could move her.
"Where you going? You didn't even eat,"
Troy called out. But Tara ignored him and the wave of nausea that threatened to sweep over her as she dashed down the street.
"You ain't touching that child," she declared with each step. "So help me, you ain't touching her."
The sunlight was fading as Tara reached Aunt Lucille's house. Tara grabbed the doorknob and twisted. It was unlocked, and in an instant she was standing in her aunt's living room. A rumpled brown suitcase was just inside the door. Though Tara didn't see anyone, she could hear the sound of water running in the bathroom. Where were they? She couldn't stop the images from flashing in her mind.
"Kayla? Rochelle?"
she called out, rushing down the hall, her limbs trembling.
"We're in here."
Rochelle's voice came from Kayla's bedroom at the end of the hallway. Tara rushed in to find Kayla lying on her bed in her favorite pink pajamas with a rainbow unicorn printed on her chest. Rochelle stood over her, tucking her into bed. Kayla's eyes were already half closed, but she smiled sleepily when she saw Tara.
"What are you doing here?" Rochelle asked. "You should be at the party. It's winding down, but there's still people to see, and everybody wants to see you, too.
Plus, Uncle Carlton's chicken is so good."
"I was there already. Uncle Rudy here?"
"Yeah, he's tired, though. Been out all day, plus the long flight. He's showering now and going to sleep."
"Not me. I'm gonna head back for a while. Kayla ain't gonna do anything but sleep anyway, so there's no point staying here. My girl is out,"
Rochelle said, nodding toward her daughter. Tara could see that the little girl was already beginning to snore.
"So you just gonna leave?"
"Yeah, why not? Uncle Rudy's here."
"You can't leave him here with her," Tara snapped.
"Why not?"
Rochelle said, tilting her head as if confused by Tara's reaction.
"He's fine with it, Tara. We talked about it.
Besides, we're only a few blocks away. He's got my cell if anything happens.
In the distance, Tara could hear the familiar metallic squeak of someone turning the water off. She knew Uncle Rudy was about to get out of the shower.
Don't leave her alone with him. He's a stranger to her.
He's family, not a stranger, Rochelle snapped. Besides, he can tell a story. Had me laughing so hard I had tears in my eyes.
Tara shook her head in frustration. Rochelle didn't understand, and the only way she could convince her not to leave would be to tell her what happened. It was not something she wanted Rochelle to know, especially like this.
So you're just gonna leave?
Yeah, once he's out of the shower.
You should come with me. We won't be late, an hour or two at most.
Tara grabbed her cell phone and quickly texted Cooper, her fingers shaking as she asked him to come to Rochelle's house right away.
I'm not going with you, Rochelle, Tara replied, feeling her phone vibrate an instant later. I'm staying right here with Kayla.
She glanced down at the screen to see Cooper's reply. Okay, on my way.
Whatever,
Rochelle huffed, rolling her eyes and stepping around her. She stopped in front of the closed bathroom door.
Bye, Uncle Rudy, she called out. Kayla's sleeping. I'ma go back before it gets too late. Thanks for watching her.
Okay,
said a muffled voice behind the door, sending icy threads into Tara's veins.
See you later.
Oh, by the way, Tara's here too, she added before rushing out.
The front door shut with a heavy thud. Suddenly, the hallway grew close and silent. After all the years of fear and worry and pain, Tara found herself alone again with Rudy.